Proclamation number 5058 of 9th of February, 1951. Revelation of the Divine Will. Love Commandments. You must fulfill my revealed will if you want to become blessed. And therefore you must avoid and detest everything which contradicts my will and thus, to a certain extent, constantly criticize your thoughts, intentions and actions. For these must always be in harmony with my commandments which demand love for me and for your neighbor. Your will, thoughts and actions must therefore always be based on love for me and your neighbor. It must drive you to a righteous way of life which will then always correspond to my will. Self-criticism is an extraordinary blessing, and where you only discover the slightest lack of love, this already signifies a slight resistance against me, a disregard for my will and a danger for your soul. You must constantly give account to yourselves for your thoughts, intentions and actions. You must work on yourselves so that you accomplish the change of nature in yourselves, so that you become perfect. My will is only to guide you into eternal order, and this consists of a life of love. If your way of life is determined by love, if you do good to your neighbor and always strive to fulfill my will, you will enter the eternal order again and become divine beings again, which you once were before you fell away from me. Before you left my order. But now, in your contrary state, that order, my divine will, is revealed to you. You'll receive knowledge of it. The effects of the wrong as well as the right direction of will be presented to you. You will be taught the right way of life and informed of the consequences of a wrong way of life. And now you can live your earthly life in fullest freedom of will but also have to bear its consequences. If you love me and your neighbor, then you will live according to my will, because then you cannot help but move within my eternal order. For love is primal law, it is perfection, light and strength. Then you will take on your original form again. You will become again as I created you, for you emerged from the abundance of my strength of love as supremely perfect beings which, however, had to move within my eternal will in order to remain perfect. However, the fact that they once misused their free will and fell away from me increased my love for these beings. And since they irrevocably have to enter my will again in order to regain the lost perfection, I constantly reveal my will to them. I give the beings in the stage of free will as a human being the commandment of love for me and their neighbor, so that they will find their way back to me again, so that they will assimilate themselves to the original being again from which they once took their origin. So that they will become blissful beings again which they were from the beginning. Amen.